"Thanks, Don," Jack said solemnly. "Tell him I'll be in touch." He put the phone down and turned to Roy, who was waiting patiently for Jack to bring him up to speed. They'd been planning their next move and what they should do next, and this information could not have come at a better time. Jack told Roy everything Don had just said, and they immediately set to work. Jack had been putting together a plan to lure Sabina out from hiding in the hope that they could catch her that way. The raid on the TMI offices in New York had turned up precious little information. Sabina and Suleiman had covered their tracks too well. But the one piece of information they did have now was a name for her, so they had much more of a chance of tracking her down. If she found out that Suleiman was dead, which she was bound to sooner or later, she could try and communicate with her superiors, exposing herself more, and then they would have her. "Right. This is what we need to do. Don, I want you to get the pictures of Sabina to all of our offices, coast to coast. They already have them, but I want them to be wide awake and on the ball. And then get Sabina's alias to every law enforcer on the West Coast. I don't care if he's the local sheriff or a goddamn park ranger. If he has a badge, I want him to be looking for her. And then get on to the casinos and hotels in Vegas." Jack was now speaking with a resolve in his voice that spurred Don and the rest of the team in L.A. on. "Get her picture plastered across every security room in the whole of Nevada. If Vegas is where she's going, as soon as she shows up, I want every officer with a gun to be ready." Before Jack had even finished, the team had sprung into life and men dashed off, picking up their phones and speaking frantically into them to get the word out. As they spread the word, the net was cast, and Jack hoped it would only be a matter of time before they could reel it in with the bomber in tow. Jack picked up the phone again and called Coyne back at Langley. "Now listen, Don, I need you to get onto the airlines for me," he said. "Check under the name Jane Beckett and find out where she flew to. We know she was in Miami within the last 5 days, so find out where she went to." Jack was in full flow now, and not even a reinforced steel wall could stop him now. "Call me back as soon as you know." He turned back to Roy, who was still looking at the images on the screen. They knew her name, they knew what she looked like, and in a couple of hours, they'd know what city she was in. "You know what, Roy? We've done enough waiting. I think we should go to Vegas. We know what city she's going to hit. The bitch likes to gamble after all. And I think we should be there waiting for her. My gut tells me that's where we'll catch her." "Oh, I don't know, Jack. We haven't even been here a day yet. They could turn up something." "No," Jack said dismissively. "She's been here already, and she ain't coming back. If they find anything, they can let us know. But we should be in Vegas. We should be one step ahead of her this time. Once she plants the bomb, she doesn't hang around. She gets straight out of town. That's why she's been ahead of us all this time. My money says she headed for L.A., then San Francisco, and she's had time to hit both of them. Vegas is next on her list. If she's not already there, she will be soon. That's why we should go there now." Roy was apprehensive at first, and thought going to Vegas on a hunch was a risky idea, especially as they had no firm evidence that Sabina was going to be there. But he agreed it was their best shot. He and Jack gathered all their files and left straight away to catch the next flight to Vegas. They were closing in on Sabina finally, and Jack knew it. It lit a fire in him that spurred him on, and the best thing was that Sabina had no idea. She'd be going on about her mission none the wiser, exposing herself to capture. And that could just give Jack and Roy the upper hand.